sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Rav Moshe Ben Reisel, and for Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sarah, for Shlema, for Dora David Ben Sarah, and for Moshe Ben Peshatina, Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yadayhem, and also Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Esther, Bracha Vatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. In the Gemara in Maseches Gitna of Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Meir if we require Ksiva Lishma, Rabbi Eliezer, or Chasima Lishma, Rabbi Meir. Later on, at the Chaf Aleph Amud Beis and many other places, we see the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Edei Mesira Karsi, and therefore you don't need Edei Chasima, Edei Mesira. What's kores is the Edei Mesira. According to Rabbi Meir, it's Edei Chasima. Therefore, the Chasima has to be Lishma, the Edim of the signing. But we have to understand the Lashon of the Gemara, Karsi. Chayra, the husband, is kores b'nesinas haget. It's the husband doing the Karsi. Karsi means lechro, to cut off. The husband is severing the relationship. So what's the union of Karsi with relation to the Edei Chasima? Or the Edei Mesira. What do you mean? Edei Mesira Karsi, Edei Chasima Karsi. It's Nishkin Edim that are Karsi. It's the Baal that's Karis. In the Chedushim of Agon Reb Shimon Shkop, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, in Gittin and Simon Beis, he writes that Edei Chasima Karsi is Kemashmo, that when the Edim come to sign the get, they are making the Maisa Gerishin Mamish. Just as a Tanai, Lachalos Gerishin, that it's only Chal, when there is a Mesira, Miyata Baal, Liyata Isha, L'shem Gerushin. So it's like making a Kenyan, Lachar Lamed, the Iker Mais is done now, and the Chalos is Chal after 30 days. So to here, the Iker Mais Gerushin is B'shas Chasima, Al Yidei Ha'edim. And the Inyan Mais Mesira is Nor Atznai, L'inyan Chalos Gerushin, Ayin Sham, Ba'arichos B'divra Agon Reb Shimon. However, as noted by Agon Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal and his Shiur Man Gittin, Shiur Beis, this is what we're basing our Shiur on. It's very difficult to say that, first of all, that the Edim are making the Maisa Gerushin, and what the husband does is just a Tanai? It's very difficult to say. Or that the writing is the Iker Gerushin? And the Nosen, the Nesina, is just a Tanai. Shver tu zaganazai. So therefore, we're going to say as follows, based on the Magad Mishnah, in the ninth parak of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes there, in Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel, Keita, the Omer Liishto, Hare ze gitech, V'lo tidgarshibo, Ela achar shloshim yom, etc. A man says to his wife, this is your get, and don't be divorced with it until after 30 days. She put it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim and it was stolen or lost from there after the 30 days. She's divorced. Well, there was the get. The get was sitting there and Sidei Rishus HaRabim on the 30th day. So therefore, what happens afterwards is not relevant because it was there when it was supposed to be there on the 30th day. So we don't care about what happens afterwards. Frek, the Rabbi Magid, but the Rambam himself paskins in the second parak of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tes, that if a person says, Meshoich para, do my Meshicha on my para, v'loy sikna el alachar lamed yom, and only acquire it after 30 days, he's not kone, even if it's omed b'tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So now we have to understand that it is effective. Why is the get case effective when it's b'tzidei Rishus HaRabim after 30 days? So it's a proper Maisa Gerushin. Mashen Kain, when it comes to the case of Mechira, there, when you do the Kinyan Meshicha, and then it's b'tzidei Rishus HaRabim, it's not kona after 30 days. Why not? What's the difference? Answers the Magid Mishnah. V'hatam b'zeh d'parah b'mahu kona osa b'mashicha l'achar lamed Kvar kolsa mishichaso. When it comes to the para, how is he kona this para? The mishicha. Ula achar lamed, he does the maisa mishicha. And then he's kona it after 30 days. But kvar kolsa mishichaso, the mishicha is already finished. Hilkach, im lo amar me'achshav, lav klumhu. If he doesn't say me'achshav, it's nothing. Aval aget b'chsav, he megureshes. But the get, she's Megureshes with the Ksav, and the Ksav is still there, Biyom Laman, on the 30th day. And it's in a place where it can be acquired, but see, it's only on the side, it's not in the public thoroughfare, it's on the side. Afilu Be'alma, Hilkach Megureshes. So you see, Lehedya Medivra Magid Mishnah, that it's not the Maisa Mesiris Haget that's Paul the Gerishin. The get itself is Pelo the Gerishin. And that's what the Magid Mishnah writes, Tayer Averter, Bechsav hi Megureshes, Vehaksav Adayin Kayam. She is divorced with the Ksav. Because if we would say that it's the Maisa Mesiris Haget that's Pelo the Gerishin, so then it's Mamish like Mashiach B'Kinyanim. What do we say about Mashiach B'Kinyanim? That Kolsa Mashiachas. So when was the Kinyan done? The Kinyan was done 30 days ago, so it's already finished. It's long gone. So Lo Mahani, it should be ineffective. But by a get, what do we see? We see that's not what makes, it's not the Maisa of Mesiris Haget that creates the Gerishin, but rather it's the Ksav Haget. Haget atzmo hu apoel es hagerishin. And since the get is kayam at the end of 30 days, it's effective. In other words, just like the Maisa Kinyan that the Bailam makes, the Maisa Kinyan has the koach to make a chalais Kinyan, so too, a get written al pitzivui habal, the get itself has the koach lasis hagerishin. Rather, but we just need mesiris haget miyad habal liyad ha'isha, there has to be a transference of this get from the hands of the husband to the hands of the wife, soon to be ex-wife, and through this the get has a koach to be po'el the chalos gerishin. It's the get being po'el the chalos gerishin, not the mesira. So since it's not the mesira that's po'el the chalos gerishin, but the get, therefore there's no chisaron here. There's no lacking, there's no problem of kolsa kinyano, that the kinyan already finished because the ksav is still there. And so is Mavur Midivrei Aran, al Arif, Perek HaMegaresh, who writes that the Eidei Chasima are the Maknim. Bafagav de Kaimel under Lokone Eidei Chasima. Adamati shtar liyadei, ma bekach v'hakimata shtar liyadei, ein hamesira makne, ela eidei chasima heim shem maknin. So it's not the mesira that's makne; it's the eidei chasima that are makne. Question is, how are the eidei chasima makne? L'chora, it's the mesiras hashtar that's pulled the chalos kinyan. So you see from the Ran as mavur lehedya k'divrei Magid Mishnah, that it's not the Mesiris Hashtar that's Makneh, rather the Shtar itself is Paul the Chalos Kinyan. And since the Eidei Chasima are the Shtar itself, like Rashi writes in our Sugya, Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maskeli Rebbe Meir, Vzel Shain Rashi, Damer Ikar Hashtar, Zohi Chasimoso, the Ikar Shtar, is the signatures. So therefore the Ran wrote very nicely that the Eidei Chasima are the Makneh, because the Eidei Chasima are the Ikar Shtar. And that's the Lashon, Eidei Chasima Karsi, Eidei Mesira Karsi. Since the get itself is the Koyres, the get itself is what's cutting them off, the Eidei Chasima are the Shtar, according to Rebbe Meir, like we said. So therefore it's very good that to say that Rebbe Meir says it's the Eidei Chasima that are Karsi, and also according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Eidei Mesira are the Shtar. And since the Shtar is Koyres, we can say Eidei Mesira Karsi. And that's the Bir B'Divrei Rashi in Kedushin of Chesam Bar Aleph that I know that you were thinking about. Dibur HaMaschil Karsi. There it says, Mashvile Sefer Krisus. Like we said, that since the Edom make it into a Shtar, so the Iker Shtar is the Edom, and since the Shtar is Kairis, it's the Edom that are Karsi, because the Edom are synonymous with the Shtar. So bepashtus, it would appear that lekulei alma the edim are the shtar, and they're the ones who make the shtar. And the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer is which edim make the shtar. According to Rabbi Meir, it's the edim chasima who make the shtar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's the edim asir who make the shtar. And so appears lehedi b'divrei Rashbam in Bava Basra and Afkufain Vav, flying around a little bit. We had a Rashi in Kedushin, we had Ranin Gittin, Rashi in Gittin. And now we're in a Rashbam in Bava Basra. Dibra Maschel Hagar Sinan Shiny Asam. Sheyu Eide Mesira Bemokom Eide Chasim. Hilko Kevin de Rabbi Elazar. Eide Mesira Karsi. Keilu Nechtemu Betochashtar Dami. Since according to Rabbi Elazar, Eide Mesira Karsi, it's if the Eidim were signed in the Shtar. So we see from the Rashbam that Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, is mamish ke'edei chsima, according to Rabbi Meir. It's as if the Eidei Mesira are signed into the shtar. And just like according to Rabbi Meir, Eidei chsima make the shtar, they're the ikr shtar. Like Rashi says, ikr shtar zoi chsima. So to Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar, they're the ones who make the shtar. They are the ikr shtar. However, it would appear that there's a machlokas Rishonim about this. Ran on the Rif, Kedushin Samachay Amid Beis, brings in the name of the Ramban, Vizel Rishonim. The Dafka be Kedushe Kesef O Biyahu Delo Mahani Belo Sade, Aval Kitche Bishtar Shuk Sav Yodo Af Bishen Alav Eide Mahani. Dafka Kedushe Kesef and Biya aren't effective without Eidim. But if he was Mekadesh or Bishtar, which is his Ksav Yad, even though there are no Eidim, it's effective. When she takes it out, it's like Edim. Daha lishvu yeshtar loy binam Edim lididon the kaimalon kareb elazar damer Edim esira karsi. Because in order to make a shtar, we don't need Edim for us who paskin like Rebbe Elazar who holds Edim esira karsi. So we see midivrei Haran that according to Rebbe Elazar who holds Edim esira karsi, we don't require Edim to create the shtar. Masha'en Kain, according to Rav Meir, well, Zaydich Sima Karsi, we require Edim to create a shtar, l'shvuye shtara. So, of course, this requires Havana. That also, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we need Edim l'shvuye shtara. Just the Edim are the Edim Asira, because he holds Edim Asira Karsi. What's the Ramban talking about? What's this? The Rif, the Ran on the Rif, bringing the Ramban. What does this mean? So it's Muchuch Midivrei Ramban that he holds that according to Rav Meir, the Edim make the Shtar, Mashenken, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Baal Dover Atzmoy, when he gives the Shtar, he makes the Shtar. Just he makes it a Shtar only if he gives it in the presence of Edim. But nevertheless, it's the Baal Din who makes the Shtar and not the Edim Asira. And that's what the Ramban means. When he says that according to Rabbi Lazar, we don't need Edim la shvuye shtar. We don't need Edim to create the shtar. Because the Edim don't make the shtar. It's the Baal Din who makes the shtar. And Edim Asira Karsi means that the Baal Din can't make it a shtar unless he's moiser the shtar in front of Edim. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Meir, we require Edim la shvuye shtar. Rabbi Meir holds that the Edim make the shtar. So here we even have a different opinion. That it's not according to Lekulei Alma that the Edim make the Shtar, but according to the some Rishonim, the Ramban here, we have it's the Baal Dover who makes the Shtar, just he has to give it in front of Edim. And so is Mavur Lehedia B'Divrei Aran Al Arif, Perek HaMagaresh, writes the Ran there, the Svirilei, Rabbi Lezer holds, the Hamasira Koreses, Kol Sheyesh B'Shaita Edim. You hear my sweet friends? Lehedia, like we explained in the Ramban, the Hamasira Koreses, that the Etzem Mesiris Baal Din is what makes the Shtar, kol sheyesh b'shaita edim, that the mesiras baal din is effective to make it a shtar if b'shas ha-mesira they're edim. And to explain this, it would appear that according to Reb Meir, the etzim shtar is inyan edus. Like Rashi writes, that according to Reb Meir, we quoted this Rashi already twice, ikar ha-shtar zoi chasimaso. And because of this, he holds that edei chasima karsi. Since the etzim shtar is inyan edus, therefore it requires edei chasima, that they are signing in the shtar itself. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, edei chasima, they make the shtar. Since the etzim shtar is inyan edus, memeil it's pashut that the edei chasima make the shtar. But according to Reb Elazar, who holds that the etzim shtar is not in Yenedus, what does he hold? He holds the etzim shtar is koach abal dover, and therefore he holds edei mesira karsi. Since the etzim shtar is koach abal dover, it's the koach of the baal to be megarish, so the baal din makes the shtar through the mechanics, through the mesira, bifne edei mesira. And that's how he's machnis kocho b'shtar. That's how he puts his koch into the shtar, by passing it on in front of edei mesira. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's the edus that's the shtar, and the mele it's edei chasima karasi, because it's the edei chasima who testify about the edus of the shtar. And according to Rabbi Lazar, all edei mesira karasi, the shtar is the koch of the baal dover. By giving this get in front of edim, he is machnis his koach into the shtar. And therefore the Ramban writes that we don't need edei mesira la shvuyei shtara, because they're not the ones making the shtar. It's the baal din making the shtar. Just the baal din can make a shtar b'mesiraso unless he's moser, unless he transfers it, passes it over bifnei edim, like the Ran wrote earlier, that we quoted earlier, deha mesira koireses kol sheyesh b'shata edim. It's the mesira that's kores, as long as at that time there are edim. Beautiful. So we still have a ways to go. But B'li Neder B'siyata D'Shemayah, Hashem should give us the koach, the moach, and the money. It costs money to live, so we should have the financial means in order to continue. And the Bizocha Lulmo Dulam Edlishim Avalasis Lekayim is called Divrei Samu Tarasu B'Havu B'Simcho B'Koach B'Tuvleivav Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.